Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 628. Thank you so much for being here. This is Ask Pat, and this is where I answer your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Andrew Miller, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome company. They make cloud accounting super simple, and it's a tool that I use and 3 million other small businesses use. You know, as soon as you try it, you're going to realize just how much time you can save. I think more than anything, you know, yes, it organizes your finances. Yes, it helps you get rid of the headaches, but more than all of that, it just is easy to use, and because of that, it saves you time with your day-to-day paperwork and all your expenses and all that stuff. It auto tracks your expenses, which is cool, and the invoicing part of it is probably the best part. So if you have any students or clients, or you do any consultations, you can create and send perfectly crafted invoices, and literally takes less than 30 seconds, and your clients can pay you online, which can really improve how quickly you get paid too. So if you want to check this out for 30 days for free, just go to freshbooks.com/askpat and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Andrew.
Hey Pat, it's Andrew from antigames.com. A while back, I kickstarted a creative game book called The Cloud Dungeon, and went really well. It was a great Kickstarter campaign, sold lots of books and lots of ancillary products, and I've set up a store, but I'm struggling with creating content for my audience. Most game companies just write about either nothing or game design and Kickstarter, which does not fit my audience at all, who are mostly parents who play games with their kids. So I've created some free games and printables, but those tend to take a while to make, and I'm not really sure what other content I could create. So any ideas would be really helpful. Thank you.
Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I checked out your game at And He Game. That's andhegames.com. It looks awesome, man. I think it's really creative. I love the video that you did. Great story at the beginning there. I recommend everybody check it out. In terms of content creation in and around this game, you know, I know you're right. A lot of other gamers or people who create board games and things like that, they talk about Kickstarter in their content. They talk about the creation of the game. And those are all things I think you should also include. I think the behind the scenes of those kinds of stuff is really, really interesting. But one thing I would like to see from you or from other people who are creating games where people participate is stories of people who are customers, you know, sharing the success stories, sharing the fun that your customers have actually playing the game. Because when people see people who aren't playing the game, or even people who have the game already, when they see others playing it, they want to go and play it too. It kind of activates our mirror neurons in our brain, which when we see somebody doing something, it gives us the same feelings that they do. So take this story that you have, for example, of this person who took this game to his daughter who was sick, and get his story on a video, get it on a podcast, or just get it on a blog post and transcribe it or whatever, and share that story. Those types of things of people in real life actually using the game, playing games, and maybe even creating their own stuff in and around the game, that stuff goes miles long, and that gets to the heart. You know, people feel for that. They can see, and they want to play too. And that features your customers. And when your customers see that you're featuring them, they're going to want to share that with their friends and family. People who aren't customers are going to feel like, oh, that could be me, and they're going to want to get it too. So beyond all the just behind-the-scenes stuff in terms of technically how it's put together and all that stuff, that's all really cool. Sharing the factory and how it's made, or, you know, all that stuff is really, really interesting, and I highly recommend everybody do that, sort of the inside factory tour. But you want to also share people using the game. So maybe there's a way you can go out to everybody who purchased it on Kickstarter or all of your customers now and just ask for stories. Ask for stories of how it's changed their lives or how people have enjoyed it when, you know, and even get, you know, it looks like everybody can create their own unique characters or create their own drawings. I mean, feature some of those things on your blog or on your show or on your website, because people want to see how people are using this game, and because it's so creative and people can end up doing whatever they want on it. It seems pretty awesome to share some of those things so people can get some inspiration, some ideas from the user. So in essence, like how you crowdfunded and kickstarted this campaign of yours and got this successful and into people's hands, you can crowdsource your content in the same way. So Andrew, that's what I would do. That by far I think would work out better than anything else. And then maybe you can start to develop some more games into the future and talk about the process of that and make sure you get your audience and customers involved with that too, because I think you have a great opportunity here to create games similar to this one and really expand this empire here that you have at And He Games. So congratulations, great job, and I look forward to seeing how this works out for you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, like I do with everybody whose question gets featured. So we're going to hear from my assistant Jessica in the next couple weeks so we can collect your information, and we'll send that to you free of charge. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions. Keep up the great work and keep asking questions. This show wouldn't exist without them. And I also want to thank FreshBooks once again. If you want to try out FreshBooks for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by John Lasseter, one of my favorite people over at Pixar. He says, "Quality is the best business plan." Boom. Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you tomorrow. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.